Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Wallowander. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jeff Robinson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Domingo Ramos. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pettis strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Salazar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramos hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wallowander scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramos moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knight scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is hit by the pitch. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Heath and he is out, Wallowander applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Heath reaches second base with a double. Knight moves to third. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knight. The slide. Allenson applies the tag. Knight is out. Two outs. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallowander is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallowander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0 for 2 in the game. Pettis strikes out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Heath fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Heath. Upshaw moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Upshaw moves to third. Carter moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Wallowander is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallowander is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallowander hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. Pettis hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington pinch runs for Domingo Ramos. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw bunts towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second, with Trammell covering, for 1, and over to first, with Wallowander covering, for the double play. 2 outs. Mike Henman now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing second base. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.